Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Okay, we're talking today about the World One Tour that's going to start in March and go all the way through April and into May. And we've got a bunch of contact ministers on the phone, and we're talking about how do we arrange for the events between the weekends. We have the weekend events already listed. If you go to the website, it's holychurch.org. Over there on the left-hand column under events, you'll see the word tour. You click on that, it'll take you to a webpage that shows you the main events, and that's going to be expanding as we go. We encourage everybody to join the Kingdom Newsletter because we will be announcing things on that Kingdom Newsletter. I think it's also absolutely essential that you join the Living Network, and that means to join the network people in your area because that's where the information is going to come from. That's the direct place. You're going to get it from those contact ministers because I'm not going to even know where I'm going to be half the time. The contact manager is going to say, this is where you go next, Greg. And that's where I'm going to go. And I got to be there by this time. Okay, that's where I'm going. So you guys orchestrate this. This isn't like the governments of the world where the leader tells you guys what to do. You guys are the leaders. You tell me what to do. I'm the public servant. So in order to do this efficiently, you guys have to learn to work together. And this is one of the good things about this tour is it's going to open up those lines of communication between you and the next contact minister in the next community. I'd like to see, and there's been talk about it, where somebody goes along with us from one community to the next, and they get to meet those people in the next community. We're even looking for maybe a few drivers. We don't want to take somebody away from their family the whole time. I'm the one that has to suffer through that, or at least my family does, or maybe it's not suffering. Maybe they'd like to see me go for a while. The point is that the idea of this is to connect people as we go. Now, that's another thing, is that we don't want to just connect the people that are already on the network with the people that are already on the network. We want to reach out to other groups. I saw Nina from Southern California sent a bunch of stuff on the meetup groups that started way back with Glenn Beck and We the People and some of these other Tea Party groups. Those people are already networking, but I think we have a message that will actually give some direction to that networking and give that networking a kind of an overall theme that takes it out of just local congregational concepts of networking into a broader national and international view. And I think we have a very unique message, and this is an opportunity to let more and more people hear this, and we're putting a lot of energy into this. And so the energy that you put into it on a local basis will help enrich the entire network. And this is a very loose network. It's bound only by faith, hope, and charity, but we have to make those connections. We're plugging in those little terminal wires from this community to that, to that, to that, to that, to that. And if anybody who's read the book, Thy Kingdom Come, sees that that is what was absolutely essential in order to maintain a free society, to have a network connecting the people who you could count on, who when they said they were going to do something, they did it, who their word was their bond, who actually showed up. They were the, as I often say, the Minutemen for Christ rather than the Wait a Minutemen. Did record today's show.
The Firefly broadcast was way overloaded today, so it's a good thing you recorded it.
Oh, it was. It was clicking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I lost 10 minutes out of the 50.
Oh, really? Really? I recorded today, and so hopefully we'll get around to editing that and put it up on the net. We've got to get all these people that are volunteering to help. We've got to get them on the contact ministers list. I'd also like to start a little bit of a campaign amongst the contact ministers. They should have the old email address and the new email address. The old email address to everybody that's on the new network groups and tell them, send an email to that group and invite all those people to join this. Send along the link that helps them join it. We're going to put out the call to get over on those other groups because Once this tour starts, we can't be messing with people on two different groups for the same area. We're going to focus this on the one, and the others are just going to be shut down eventually. I may leave them up for a while because of the fact that they have the archives in them, but we're not going to be using them, and the email's not going to be going through them.
I had, I don't know if anybody, this is George, I don't know if anybody had the problem that I had. I joined the Google, but I couldn't find the group. So, yeah, if they could send another invite out, that'd be good.
Right, right. Now, I've sent out and to the contact ministers a list of all the web pages and that you go to for getting on these Google groups, and we couldn't do that with the old groups. So that gives the contact minister a lot more control over who's active, who's not active, who they're not hearing from. Ultimately, what you need to have is these contact ministers. Each contact minister should have a very hard-copied list of everybody who's picked them, their telephone numbers, where they live, etc., so that they can call them up if they don't hear from them and find out. You know, during this big storm that went across, we had a number of people, some of them contact ministers, some of them just people who have, they're really not official contact ministers, but they have groups that they're already connecting with, checking on each other. Now, they didn't have to do much, but the fact that somebody's checking on them, I can guarantee that, put this in your mind, if things were happening that were bad and you got a call from Homeland Security, would you be happy or would you be nervous? But if things were bad and there was a storm all around and you got a call from the Faith Emergency Ministry Auxiliary, would you be happy or would you be nervous? You see, we're the guys that don't exercise authority, but we do have to exercise that compassion and love for one another to help one another out. Fortunately, what the messages that I was getting back from people on several different levels was that the people they checked on were all doing great. They were okay because they're all a bunch of independent, self-reliant people anyway. But there will come a day when you're going to need help. And you're going to need help from people in other areas other than where you're at. You may even have to abandon where you're at and go somewhere else for a time being. And you need to have that network. And you need to have that network where it's not 500 miles between you and the next congregation, but it's 50 miles or less. And so anyway, that's the purpose of the network, is to make that happen. On the network, lots happens. You heard Scott before we started recording telling some of the things that he's doing. You know, I think you guys ought to work together on some ideas. It'd be great to get you guys in a conference somewhere face-to-face, and you can sit down and strategize. How do we get more people to these local meetings? How do we get more people to these events that we're planning across the road and on the road and across the country? There's probably all kinds of ideas that I haven't thought of, and some of you others have. And so we need to, you know, tap into the resources and experience of each other and see if we can't figure out what to do. And we need to, you know, we need to become a team. So anyway, do we have any questions that are maybe popping up in the chat room, or some questions that somebody wants to voice that may be of assistance to other people on this call?
This is George again. I didn't know if anybody had any success in arranging a venue yet, or might be a bookstore that they talked to and they've gotten up. It'd be good to have those posted, like, this is step one, I called their director of events. Step two, I got the ISBN numbers for the books because, you know, they're published. Step three, you know, I don't know if...
I've got an account with the ISBN number people. I can order 10 numbers and start applying them to the books. I'm still reading some of the things about that. It's not as simple as just getting that number. There's also a price number that many of these outfits want you to have on the book. What were the other two things?
Well, yeah, I just was curious as to, you know, has anybody arranged a venue yet? What did they do to arrange it? You know, we're all kind of saying, okay, let's have Brother Gregory come. Let's get everybody going, you know. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, the best way to promote it, you know. If I go over to Borders.
Here's an idea for you. Contact your local Red Cross. The Red Cross in your area will have a listing of all kinds of venues for emergency purposes. Obviously, this is an emergency, but those venues are generally available for all kinds of purposes. So you can get that list from your local Red Cross outlet.
Now, when you say venues, you're talking about a location for a meeting?
Yeah, part of what we're trying to do is make this, I guess, some churches are going to be open to it, but we're also trying to reach out kind of beyond the church, right, because of the sheep stealing issue.
Right.
So I just was saying, you know, who has arranged the venue so far, and what have they done? Like, I can get a list of the Red Cross emergency shelters, say, okay. Now then, how have you promoted it? You know, and maybe nobody's done it. That's fine. We can say nobody's actually has something arranged yet for the tour. I'm just kind of getting down to the close here, you know. How do we, you know, step one, you know, I went and met with the bookstore coordinator or the emergency coordinator. Step two, you know, they published it in their list of guest speakers.
So far what we've done is we've networked with several of the local similar groups that are espousing the same Faith Open Charity message, the 912ers, the Tea Partiers, Oath Keepers. We've gone to their meetings when we go to their websites, find out where they're having local meetings, contact their organizer that's the head of whoever's hosting that meeting, ask them for, you know, a few minutes of floor time to present the Whirlwind Tour, solicit their volunteer, you know, for them to volunteer to help. We've also started contacting local guilds and organizations that share the desire for home, you know, whether it's homemade, return to basic skills, natural medicine, things like that. I've contacted several of the local blacksmithing guilds. One of the ladies in our congregation, she's a member of the Spinners and Weavers Guild. We're contacting those kind of handcraft type of organizations to see if they want to be presenters at the event as well. Maybe not on the main stage, but at least around the back of the room or around the sides of the room with their own tables. If the weather's nice enough, I'm hoping to have several local groups that have, you know, like the Spinners and Weavers do a lot of spinning of alpaca. There's a couple of them own alpaca farms. So we're kind of hoping that maybe in the parking lot we can set up an area for the blacksmiths to put up their portable forges and have a place where the Spinners and Weavers can actually have an alpaca. To kind of show on their table, you know, how it goes from being sheared off the alpaca with photographs or something like that to then the spinning and then the weaving and things like that. We're looking for alternative energy folks to have displays. We're trying to make this not just an event for Gregory because of the need to bring more people into the network. There's already so many networks out there. They're doing their own little thing. The purpose of this network, in my opinion, is to help not only bring individuals into the network, but to help network with other networks. And these are the types of people that are already networking along those same principles. And if you can reach out to them and find them in your local area, organic farmers, you know, all kinds of candle makers, soap makers, you know, local craftsmen that want to. I've sent out emails to people saying, look, you've talked about wanting an alternative economy. Here's a way for you to set up a table and spread your skill set and letting these people know who are interested in the Faith Open Charity thing that you are looking to do business outside of the commercial paper realm, that you'll take trade, barter, and gold and silver coin, things like that, to start this alternative currency or alternative economy. So we're trying to reach out to all those types of people, which obviously if you have a congregation, you can help get help from those other people in your local area to divide up the tasks so that you're not so overwhelmed. I'm trying to get a couple of projects done here, and once I have those done, I'm not taking on any new projects until this tour is over, so that I can devote all my time to the tour. If Tim Pomerinke's on the call, which he's probably one of the guests, he knows that I'm scrambling to get that done because he's helping me in some of the ways to get that done. And, you know, so then I can devote more time to, because a lot of the people in the congregation, you know, they work evenings, they work odd hours. So it's kind of somebody's got to kind of be there to help coordinate all that. But does that help?
I think that's an excellent rundown of some of the things that we can do. I want to also add to it homeschoolers. There are certain things that you find as kind of flags. But, you know, I mean, there are clear flags of people you want to stay away from, you know, the backbiting, dishonest, lying, all those things that we see listed in the New Testament. But there are also flags of people that may be kingdom people, and homeschooling is one of them. Home health is another one, which you mentioned. These people already have groups and networking on those bases. Shelters and, you know, charitable people, any kind of charitable institution may be interested in this message. It doesn't mean that, you know, somebody working for the Red Cross, for instance, comes to the meeting, they can become a part of our extended network. We're not trying to get people to leave their Baptist church, their Methodist church, their whatever church. We're trying to get people to get a broader picture of what that kingdom really was, you know, a clearer picture of the message of Christ and how it can be translated into today. And what you see is these people out there doing charitable work now, like George in New Zealand, I think he works for St. Vincent de Paul. He's out there printing my books off of his own printing machine and distributing the booklets and stuff in New Zealand. He's already in the charity business. That's a flag that he's maybe not very far from the kingdom, and I think he's actually very close to the kingdom. So when you guys start reaching out, your contact minister should be making a list when you have your meeting. We're not just looking for people trying to get out of the system. We're looking for people that might fit into the kingdom. And they don't even know that there's a system to get out of. But they do know that we need to focus on charity and caring for one another and doing for our own children and all these things. And those people are chock full of pearls and treasures that would be very valuable to this network. And whether they ever join his church congregation or not, they can become a part of our extended network. And as time gets farther along, they may find themselves coming into these congregations of record. You know, these congregations of record are not necessarily the totality of the church or the kingdom. It's just what we're doing to start connecting people, which is the world is in the business of not connecting people, of disconnecting people from their community. They got them in their homes watching TV. They got them going down to government offices to apply for their daily bread. They've got them with instant deposits. They don't even have to leave their house, which are all fine, except for the fact that we're creating a disconnected community. We're not looking to one another, and what's what we see these people doing on meetups and We the People in Tea Party. At least they're coming together. Yeah, they have some ideas that we will disagree with, but we can sit down and talk that out. So I think I'm glad we recorded this, because I think that list that Scott went through is really will be an eye-opener to some of the contact ministers, and I would encourage him, as I did before, to kind of jot that down in his spare time and send it to the contact ministers. You know, item one, item two, this is what
right.
We did.
Yeah, because to me that's just as important as, and I saw, and I haven't offered one, but I really appreciated seeing the template for the press release. You know, we can send out, you know, a million press releases, and I've done it before and gotten not one published, but if we have a template of like, okay, I did this in my area, this is how I did it, you know, and I took, you know, 5 hours this week and did this, and you know, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. Some of us are going to, you know, kind of come and see. We need to see somebody doing something, you know, before we understand what to do. And
right.
Then we can find out, you know, in our area what works and what doesn't work, you know. So, appreciate
one it. One of the things that I want to do as we're going, and I'm going to have to try to train one of my boys here to handle, you know, my computer workload, and there may only be one of them here at that time, is as we go, there was just a big meeting in Carolinas where they had 25 people there for a day or two, and they needed to take pictures. We needed to get those pictures on the wiki site and up on the website so that people would start to see people gathering. We need to have pictures up the next day after we're in Omaha already on the net so that people see people gathering and see people doing things. And, you know, we are our own news reporters, so we have to be able to do that. I'm going to try to bring a video camera. The critical thing here is that we're going to learn to operate as a team, and that's why I'm going into this somewhat blind. You guys plan the trip. You figure, you get me to we're the relay team, and I'm the baton. And so that's going to take teamwork. And if you drop the baton, it'll probably hurt.
Well, under that idea, then the contact ministers that are in line with one another should definitely make sure that they are in constant communication throughout the next several weeks as this comes closer and closer. So like, you know, Dan in Colorado and myself here in the Omaha, and then Debbie and Mark down in Texas as an example. So then Debbie would obviously be in contact with me and Mark, and then Jeffrey Perot and Kendall Anderson out in the Carolinas, and Chris Swan and that group. And Mike Cronkite and all them, you know, and so forth. So we really need to have that baton type of medley handoff between everybody. Making sure Dan and I need to call Dan. Dan, call me. I spoke to Debbie today. We need to make sure that we're on regular calls with one another, making sure, you know, and vice versa, you know, everywhere along that's handing off a baton from one stop to the next.
And even though we have these central points like Dan and Debbie and Jeff in Carolinas, I know there are other guys like Kern who actually has been up and met the guys in the Denver area, is also getting more active in the Carolina area because that's actually where he lives. These people are getting more and more active, and they become, you don't want everything to fall on the contact minister. He's just a contact point, and he should be delegating his own personal volunteers to do some of these things, because he's really a communication point. He's not the do-all, and I'm afraid that to some degree Scott can easily fall into the role of becoming a do-all just because he's a doer. But I also hear him saying that, you know, he's talking to Tim Pomerenke and some of these other guys. That's another thing we're going to need to attend to here in the next few weeks is we need to elect contact ministers of contact ministers. If we end up with 40 contact ministers, we need to have a group, and I'll create another separate email group. Maybe we'll do that in-house. We won't use the Google groups. That will have 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 contact ministers who are keeping track of other contact ministers. And so that, you know, that we have somebody watching that network, watching the network. Because, again, it's the tens, hundreds, and thousands, so we need to stay to that. And right now, I cannot keep track of 40 contact ministers real well. I'm kind of doing it, but I'm actually already depending on some of you. I mean, all the guys in the Indiana group, I pretty much depend on Scott to keep track of them, although I kind of keep an eye out there, but which is what we just had this conversation about Shaw. So anyway, shall we go on from there? Anything?
There's a question in the chat room. Do the individual members of a congregation of record all have to be members/subscribers of the Living Network News and members of HHC? We have some that don't want to put their names on the list, especially the internet.
Well, no. Contact ministers, none of their people have to be on the internet. As a matter of fact, even a contact minister doesn't have to be on the internet, but he has to stay in contact. I mean, a minister of record. you know, a congregation of record that has nothing to do with the Internet. The Internet is simply a tool in order to connect people that are a long ways apart right now and send messages back and forth. We have a congregation of record that started with actually a lot of family members in it rather than people that weren't, but they had enough to make ends meet. But I don't hear anything from them. I've done this before. They really don't seem to be wanting to be a part of a network. Being a part of the network is not being on the email groups. And being a part of a network is being a part of a network, being in communication. We want to get away from the network. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're using it as a tool. But ultimately, we want you to be in connection with one another with a physical connection, which is why we're doing the tour. So I think that kind of answered the question. I wasn't sure. Did you think that answered the question?
I think so. I'll look for feedback.
Okay. Yeah, This is the Living Network is Living Connections. We just created these designations in email and websites so that you get an idea. We're plugging into people, not plugging into the Internet. We're using the Internet to help people plug into each other. We want you to be, you know, I have a whole list of other options of communicating, not using the Internet at all. Even communicating between communities without using telephones or any electronic devices. Can we do that? Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to do that. We'll have to develop those as we go. There's a lot of innovative things out there to stay in communication. But I don't necessarily, when you start realizing that Israel, a nation of tens of thousands of people who could show up with 30,000 armed men overnight, did this without the Internet. What did they have? They had the network of the tens, hundreds, and thousands. They only had to tell 10 people, and by the next morning, the entire nation knew. The early America did the same thing. We're a long ways away from that, but that's where we want to go, as we want to have that. And then we have this extended network so that when things are down, people show up who aren't regularly meeting with us, but they're part of our community. I know that that's real strong in our area, that this community, although they're not all members of his church, a lot of them will come together if things are down, hard times come. Some of them will still stand there wondering what happened, but you're going to have that everywhere.
Hi, Scott. This is Phyllis in Pennsylvania. I hate to interrupt. Do you have like some parameters? Like when you were inviting all these different groups, did you have something that they could fill out? Did you have something that said, what you were looking for, or did you just simply approach each one of these groups that you really knew about?
Before you answer that, Scott, I'd like to ask think about this when you answer. You said we asked for a few minutes of their time at their meeting to present this. I'd be curious how you presented it, and I think that may help Phyllis as well.
We actually had them show one of your video clips. I wish I should have chosen the first segment of the Nimrod series, but the last meeting we were at, we did the first segment of the Slaves and Salvation series, the Ascent segment. And then we just talked about networking. Most of the people at that meeting were elderly, which unfortunately that's kind of the way it is when you get enough people with enough wisdom to understand that something's really wrong. They're generally, 50 plus. And so I kind of, to that group, I spoke to the idea of, how many of them are worried that Social Security is going to be gone. That all that they've worked for, that they think they've been paying into for years, could be gone with the stroke of Congress's and the president's pen. Are they prepared, to live without that? Can they stand up on their own? That was a Glenn Beck 912 group, that last one, and he's already talking about the Faith Open Charity, so I pulled that in there. That this whole purpose of this whirlwind tour is to bring people to the idea of establishing a network, a broad network, not just locally, but regionally, nationally, globally, that can stand, you know, up to problems when they arise, that there'll be prayers answered for when a family is in need. And then that, you know, that locally we work together to get those people in an economy that they can help to support themselves. So that's, you know, it kind of depends on which group I'm talking to. You know, you kind of mold your message to the group that you're speaking to. A lot of these people are, I know personally. So I've already, you know, most of it is just via phone conversations and emails, you know, and they already know me and they know that I'm kind of a pushy individual. So some of them, you know where I'm coming from and they're going to speak for me. I don't even have to go. They'll just spread the message for me. Does that answer it?
Listening. I was listening and I had my telephone on speaker, so I was listening while you were talking, and I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that does. But yeah, I can see where it takes quite a while to actually put that together. But yeah, I understand, and that certainly does answer the question. So thank you.
You know, a lot of these groups, you can find them. One of the tools that I use, Phyllis, is the Meetup.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's a an online Meetup thing where you can put in whatever your hobby is or whatever your interest is, and it'll show you if there's any local groups. You know, these ideas that we shared earlier of these artisan groups, alternative medicine groups, the homeschoolers that Gregory mentioned, put in, you know, in those Meetups, you know, that sort of thing. And or do Google searches for guilds in your area or homeschool networks in your area. And unfortunately, a lot of this is cold calling. You can't be afraid to cold call someone and just say, hey, look, you know, I know you guys, you're into this, and we're interested if there's a network out there that is trying to bring groups like yours together to help out in hard, you know, in hard times and good times, and grow a family of people that, you know, love one another based on scriptural principles. You know, and you just have to feel them out. Sometimes they'll just slam the phone down on you. Sometimes
right.
They open up, you know, and that's really about the only way to, I know about going about doing it. I wish it were easier, but it's not.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it. That certainly helps.
This is also where the rest of your network comes in. And again, yeah, the contact. Phyllis, I'm going to have to ask a stupid question. Are you a contact minister on the contact group yet?
That's not a stupid question, Greg. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Because, you know, we need to have people that can talk, that can make phone calls, that can meet people and can seem personable and not too scary. That can...
You haven't met me, Greg.
Well, you don't sound scary. You could stay on the phone. You don't seem scary on the phone.
I'm teasing. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm laughing. Anyway, a lot of people think I'm scary. I thought, like, geez, I'm scary.
<You're a> tyrant.
There you go. Yes.
It's that networking connection, and everybody's got their own little talent, and you know, we've got our peacemakers, and we got people who, you know, I mean, Jeffrey in Carolina, he's real pushy, and he doesn't think of himself that way, but everybody keeps telling him he is, so he's starting to realize that he comes on strong. But that's okay. That's his character. That's his personality. In some places, that's really good. I can tell you stories working with other guys that totally different personality than myself. But when we were working on, you know, Missions for Christ, we complimented each other. I mean, it was spooky how well we danced together in dealing with very difficult situations, because his personality just was there when it needed to be, and then suddenly he would step aside and I would be there. And I don't know, I guess it's kind of the good cop, bad cop routine, but it was we didn't plan it out, but it worked, and it worked really well. And that's what we needed. And that teamwork begins a lot of times with two people, and then we start doing it with more and more people. So,
thank you.
One of the items that I would like to put down, technically, this is a government meeting, and this is when people come and they set their agendas, they set their plans, they give their assignments, and they volunteer to do them because everything is volunteer. And, somebody should be there with a clipboard and a hard hat, engineering this. I don't come to this with a clipboard because that's not my role. That's your role. You guys have to figure out what you want to do. But one item I think that we need to work on really strong is getting those other places that you want to meet between the main places marked on the map so that we can start setting those schedules of what time in the week I can get to those places if they're going to put on a meet there, and whether or not I'll be there like before Boston or after Boston. And that kind of depends on where you're at in Pennsylvania. You can roads. If you go to the wiki site, which you can get through the tour site on hisholychurch.org, it now will link you over to the wiki site down there somewhere on that page, the Preparing You site. There's a map there that you should be able to click on at near each of those, jumps between spots, and you'll see what I kind of honed that down the last couple of days as to which route we were going to take. But we could bend and flex that route around in order to get to another place. We're trying to cut down driving, so we're not driving, 500 miles out of the way to get to some place I'm going to go to the next week. But, get your dot on there. Scott can make you a collaborator to that map. I set it up so Scott I can make everybody a collaborator to that map who wants to be. And then you put your dot on there, and you can a little balloon what you think you want to do. And then we can start putting that into the web pages so that other people see, well, heck, he's going to only be 10 miles away from us. And then also on the hisholychurch.org outline page, which you get to also by going to the left-hand column, the first click you go down to, it'll drop down, you'll see outline, go to that outline page. It's just hisholychurch.org/outline.php. I put in about 20 links at the top of that page. You click it, it'll go down to a spot in that page where it talks about higher liberty. It talks about the videos. It talks about the audios, and you can pick out one of those links and see, you can just copy that URL and send it to somebody and says, hey, you might want to look at this link. On that outline page, you should be able to copy and paste the links to all the articles individually, to all the audios individually, all the videos individually, and you just pick out and tailor-make whatever you want to send to these meetup groups that say, hey, you want to come to one of these events. Another thing we're going to have to address, is there a charge for people coming to these events? Do you have to pay something for the building? Are you going to do this based on free will offerings? I'm doing everything on a free will offering basis. I'm not charging, but if you guys need to rent a building, we need to know that it may cost something to get in there. I'm not doing these $200 a seat ticket things that you see from all these other shysters. We have to base this on charity, but there are some real expenses. If there's a cover charge that you guys need, you need to tell us about that in advance. And then the other thing, I think we need to get as many PCMs elected as we can get them on this, so they're seeing this tour form so that they can start seeing how to do this, because we're kind of learning as we're going. I think Scott's been really handy with some of the things that he said here, getting a lot of ideas. But some of the PCMs that are probably not on this call, and they didn't hear that. But I'm going to download this, record it, clip out the dead spots, and we'll see if we can't give them a chance to hear it later. So anyway, that's it for me. We're about 10 after. If anybody else got some agendas real quick?
I think we're good. Appreciate you coming, Gregory, and everyone that signed on.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
God bless everybody. Bye now.